1 month later.
Ah, here's my stop. Well, well, well. What do you know? The rain stopped, Baruch Hashem. It looks like I won't need my umbrella. The sky is clearing up. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Huh? What's this I see? Why are the two policemen standing by the front door? Hello. Good morning, officers. Is everything all right?
Good morning to you, sir. Everything is fine. Why are you asking?
Because you're standing in front of my factory entrance. So, if there's nothing wrong, then I can assume that you are on a routine patrol. So, now, if you'll excuse me, if you don't mind, I would like to go inside.
I'm sorry, sir. In order for you to enter, you need to have a security ID badge.
What? Let me see. 1 second. Yes, yes. I'm at the right address. Excuse me. What's going on here? Do you know who I am?
No, sir. We don't know who you are. Who are you?
I'm Mr. Feivel Edelbaum, the owner of this here knitting factory.
Yeah. Do you have any ID to prove it?
Of course I have ID. Here. Now, do you want to tell me exactly what's going on here? Why are you staring at my picture so long? Trust me, that's me. I'm just a little older now, so obviously I have a little more gray hair.
I'm sorry, but we can't allow you to enter the building.
What? Hello? Excuse me, didn't you hear me before? I'm Mr. Feivel Edelbaum, the owner of this here knitting factory. What's the matter with you?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with us. There's something wrong with you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Sure, it means that you are no longer the owner of Edelbaum's knitting factory. If you enter this building without an ID security badge, you'll be trespassing. And that would mean we would have no choice but to escort you away or arrest you if you persist on entering.
This is outrageous! I am Mr. Edelbaum,
the owner! Yeah. We know who you are, and we have our orders.
Yeah? So tell you what, maybe you want to come down to the county clerk's office and check the records, then you'll be convinced that I am the true owner, yes, maybe, yeah.
Oh, really? If we go down to check the records, we're only going to see that you sold the knitting factory.
Oh, yeah, really? To whom did I sell it to, officer?
You sold it for cash payments to Mr. Beryl Bugribber.
To Beryl Bugribber? Why? That's impossible. He's my manager. Call him upstairs, you know what? Call him. Tell him that I'm here. You'll see. He's going to tell you that I'm the owner and he's my manager. No, call him.
Yeah, sure. Maybe that was sold like a while back, but not anymore. You know, he showed us copies of legal papers, contracts, and deeds that you signed over the complete ownership of Edelbaum's knitting factory to him, you know?
But that's impossible! He never paid me any cash, and I never signed over the business to him. So, tell me, please, where did he get these legal papers from, huh?
Hey, that's not my problem, but listen here, sir. You're starting to make a scene, okay? Now, Mr. Bugribber got a court order to keep you from entering, all right? Now, he said that you may regret selling at a low price and return here to pretend the sale never took place, and I think he's right.
Oh, yeah. I think it's time for me to call the police, yeah. That's what I have to do. I have to call the police right now.
We are the police.
You're the police? I mean the real police. Your superiors. Hello? Is this the police?
Yes, it is. This is Sergeant James McGruber speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. Well, my name is Mr. Feivel Edelbaum. I am the owner of Edelbaum's Knitting Factory. And I am trying to enter my building, and there are two police officers standing here and not letting me enter my own building. What is going on here?
Please, give me a moment to check this. I'll check this out. Just give me a moment.
Sergeant! Sergeant! Hello, hello! Are you still there? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I was just munching on a few donuts. Just a few donuts and sipping a little bit of my small 24-ounce cup of coffee while I was checking on your situation.
Could you please eat your donuts later and just check on what's going on here?
Relax, Mr. Don't panic. I got everything under control. I'm fully capable. I'm fully capable of doing two things at once. Come to think of it, actually three things.
What do you mean by that?
I'm eating my donuts, checking up on your case, and all the while, I'm sitting right here in my nice cushiony seat.
Sergeant James McGruber, would you stop sidetracking and tell me what's going on here?
Mr. I'm sorry, but I got bad news to tell you. There's a court order to keep the people from the factory that is no longer yours. Hello? What? Hello?
I can't believe this is happening.
Are you still there?
I can't believe it. I trusted him. How did he
Hello?
Take me to signing over my factory to him without paying me a penny?
Sir, are you all right? You know, you're starting to look a little pale.
Wait. Of course. I know how he did it. I know. The last few weeks, Beryl brought me papers to sign. They weren't shipping or supply order confirmations. They were legal documents transferring ownership of my factory to him.
Sir, are you okay? Your feet look like they're starting to wobble. Sir, are you okay, sir?
That's why. Yes, of course, that's why he didn't want me to use my magnifying glass. He didn't want me to see what I was signing.
Mr. Edelbaum, are you feeling okay? You don't look so good. Would you like to sit down over here for a moment to rest? Huh? Would you? Please.
I trusted you.
Huh? Are you talking to me?
Hello, Magriba. How could you swindle me like this after I treated you so nicely? You swindler! You swindler! Swindler! I can't breathe. My chest. Swindler.
George, quick, call 911 to dispatch an ambulance. Come on, hurry. This man's clutching his chest, and he's having trouble breathing. I think he's having a heart attack. Hurry, come on, George, hurry, call.
Okay, calm down, but I think I'm going to call Hotsala. They get here faster.
Hotsala?
Hello? Hotsala?
What's the emergency?
Yeah, it's the police. Yeah, we have an emergency in front of Edelbaum's Knitting Factory.
We're on the way.
Enemy,
Can you please tell me what happened here?
Sure, ma'am. It looks like someone just had a heart attack.
Oh, really? Then give him chicken soup.
Lady, this man just had a heart attack. How chicken soup over here?
Well, let's put it this way.
Excuse me, please. Coming through. Excuse me, pardon me. Officers, can you please control the crowd over here, please?
All right. Everybody back, please. Stay back. Okay, please. Over there, please.
Across the street. Let's go over there.
Thank you.
You hear? Oh, old lady.
Excuse me, people. Make room over here. Let's old lady pass by. Go ahead. You can go now. Go.
Okay, everybody. Please. Stand back. Stand.
Where do you think you're going?
Stand clear, please.
Don't need a closer look. Go across the street. Move. Come on. Move. All right, stand clear. Come on. Get out of there.